Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 21st Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2022. In it, we contemplate why acts of God are never on our terms. In fact, they're unavoidable. It's why our legal system has something called an act of God defense, involving hardships nobody could have foreseen or prevented. Natural disasters happen, in other words, and we must accept their toll. Nevertheless, we humans prefer life on our terms, even the lives we are instrumental in bringing into this world. This explains the passions rising anew over the claim that doing so is our choice, not an act of God. But as stated in the chapter of Isaiah from which this Sunday's first reading comes, this prophet equated childbirth with God's role in supporting human existence throughout life's good and bad. Quote, "Shall I bring a mother to the point of birth, and yet not let her child be born?" says the Lord. "Or shall I, who bring to birth, yet close her womb?" says your God. "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." That's from Isaiah chapter 66, verses 9 to 13. We refuse to accept that acts of God are never on our terms, so we ignore the only choice open to all of us on life's receiving end, to live it. In Sunday's second reading from Hebrews chapter 12, Paul advises us to toughen up and endure your trials as discipline. That's not fair, we protest, and it's not necessary. We have the technology to control our lives. "We have the technology" is more of a meme than the truth. Boomers may recognize it from the 70s TV series The $6 Million Man, in which a scientist says of the grievously injured Steve Austin, "Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man." The same bionic self-justification existed among Jesus' followers, those who believe that their salvation may have been more justified than that of others. As we see in Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 30, their teacher taught them a lesson when asked, "Will only a few people be saved?" He answered, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." Unfortunately, humanity's jealousy of God's judgment has spilled over into what we call being pro-choice. In a recent newspaper article, a mother who chose the children who would first enter her life justified her reason for choosing not to complete her first pregnancy. "Why does a woman need a reason at all?" she wrote. She then listed the many reasons she's grateful for the choice afforded by institutionalized abortion. She was trapped in an unsatisfying relationship. It eliminated the need to lie about her abortion. She wasn't financially or emotionally ready for a baby. And it paved the way for choosing motherhood on her own terms. She concluded that she now has a son and daughter who owe their lives to the reproductive choices science made available to her. She doesn't mention, though, whether her son and daughter are grateful to her, to science, or to God for letting them live. That discussion itself may one day be an act of God in this family's life. I pray it's so. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.